I am happy to always reiterate the commitment of the leadership of Central Equatoria and my commitment as chairperson of the Anti-Corruption Commission to ensure that the constitution of the state is respected, and in accordance with the provision of Article 115.1 of the Transitional Constitution of Central Equatoria 2012, we issued out forms to all state ministers, advisors, members of commissions, senior civil servants from grades 1 to grade 5, and according to the Southland Anti-Corruption Act, the period allowed is 30 days. And as I speak to you now, we have only two state advisors who are in the names of Honorable Emmanuel Jabaya and Honorable Helen Morsalboro, and two state ministers, Honorable David Lokonga Moses and Honorable Shoba Samuel Manas, who have adhered to the Constitution and declared their income, assets and liabilities as a constitutional requirement.
In other words, are you telling us that most of the ministers and executives who are working for Central Equatoria State Government have refused to declare their assets?
Yes, it is very unfortunate that most of the state advisors, ministers and some members of parliament did not respond despite receiving the forms. And this is an indication of irresponsibility, lack of commitment and lack of respect to the state constitution, which is the supreme law in the state.
What are you going to do now as the chairperson of South Sudan Anti-Corruption Commission for Central Equatoria State? What are you going to do? What's your next move?
Number one, the State Anti-Corruption Commission has given the advisors and ministers, including members of parliament who have not declared, a period of 7 days to declare their income, assets, and liabilities. And in case of default, further necessary legal actions shall be instituted in accordance to Section 35(2) of the South Sudan and the Corruption Commission. And it should be noted that all individuals serving under different levels of government are under the law, and all leaders in Central Equatoria State in particular, as the face of South Sudan, must show example and respect of its own constitution so that the citizens of the state can be able to follow suit. If the lawmakers, who are ministers, who are advisors, who are members of parliament, are the ones defying the constitution, then what will the common people say?
We also heard that you will be declaring the names of these people who have not registered. Their names will be published. Is this something you intend to do?
It is already done. If you read the Juba Monitor of today, we have already published the names of the state ministers and advisors who have not declared their income, assets and liabilities as a constitutional requirement. And I strongly warn those individual advisors and ministers who are reluctant to adhere to these constitutional requirements to better reconsider their negative feelings toward this process. Otherwise, then the likely consequences will follow them down to their graves. And let me assure you that I have always expressed my commitment and transparency in handling this process. And let me straightforward mention to you the list of the advisors and ministers who did not declare their income, assets and liabilities as here hand. We have one, Honorable Stephen Lokurun Lemi. This is the special advisor of the state. We have Honorable Jackson Abogo Gama. This is the political advisor. We have Abraham Wane Iwane, the security advisor. We have Honorable Wane Nyamburu, the economic advisor, and the Honorable Margaret Apollo Sokiri. These advisors who have not yet declared their income, assets, and liabilities despite receiving the forms. And among the ministers who have not declared yet includes the Honorable Hassan Yokoya Anisio, the Minister of Cabinet and Parliamentary Affairs. We have Honorable Juma David Ekwesin, the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning. We have Honorable Benjamin Gorongimba, the Minister of Commerce, Industry, Mining and Investment. We have Honorable Jacob Lopai, the Minister of Agriculture and Forestry. We have Honorable Gada James Killa, the Minister of Animal Resources and Fisheries. We have Honorable Felix Lade Johnson, the Minister of Health. We have Honorable Gambu Latiwane, the Minister of Education, Science and Technology. We have Honorable Stephen Lado Onesimo, the Minister of Culture, Antiquities, Youth and Sports. We have Gerald Francis, the Minister of Local Government and Law Enforcement. We have Honorable Mary Apaya Aiga, the Minister of Gender and Social Welfare. We have Honorable Lily Kapuki Powell, the Minister of Labor, Public Service and Human Resource Development. And finally, we have Honorable Michael John Konga, the Minister of Corporation and Rural Development. These are state advisors and ministers who have not adhered and have not returned their forms. And this is a breach of the state constitution. So I need to strongly warn them that time is running out of hand and they must, as soon as possible, fill the forms and return to the commission, because we need to compile the report and submit to His Excellency the Governor.
Now, someone will be wondering, how important is this declaration of assets when basically it comes to fighting corruption. I can declare my assets. I might hide some of them, of course, and not tell you. And then what will you do? I mean, what will this data be used for in fighting corruption?
Let me assure you, the State Anti-Corruption Commission already has an advanced data of the income, assets, and liabilities of the individuals that are required by the Constitution to declare. And what we are doing, as I had earlier said, on is to get this information to verify what is available. And if they don't adhere, we will be compelled to go ahead and even publish the data that we already have.